As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Just what is going on in Australia? It may be a land filled with weird, wonderful, and sometimes dangerous creatures. But are there more sinister beings that lurk, hidden from human eyes? And if so, are they dangerous? Aboriginal stories tell us of things that inhabit the land that Westerners have always ignored. But have the people in these next stories experienced those things too? There's a bear in there, right? Near Barwang, New South Wales, Australia, circa 2020. Tiana lived in the metropolitan area of Sydney, but would make frequent trips out to a country town called Young in New South Wales. She had family and friends at that town, and it was about a four-hour drive away. The drive through to the country took her past fields, bushland, and vast areas that are generally considered uninhabited, so the trip could be long and boring at times. On this particular occasion, Tiana had a friend named Carla staying with her from overseas. As Tiana had already planned the next trip to Young, she and Carla spoke about it, and they decided to go together. They packed some food and water, made sure they filled up on petrol, and set out on the long drive. On the way, they talked and laughed and had a good time together. And Carla marvelled at the landscapes, the bushland, the fields, and just how much of the country just had no one in it. The afternoon had come, and they were still driving as the sun started to go down. Tiana, who was driving, was carefully watching the road, as this is known as the time that kangaroos tend to cross the roads in front of oncoming cars. She also asked Carla to watch out for the kangaroos as well, and after a while, they noticed something in between the trees that seemed odd and out of place. Tiana slowed the car a little bit, but did not stop, and they both stared in bewilderment at this thing in between the trees. Tiana said it was of a pitch black colour, and it was very large. It had the faint resemblance of a kangaroo, but at the same time, it looked like something different. From their viewpoint, it looked to Tiana as if it were larger than an adult red kangaroo. Now, keep in mind that red kangaroos can grow up to 2 meters in height, and Tiana thought that the figure was even larger than that. Normally, kangaroos, when spooked, will hop away frantically. But not this thing. It instead seemed to deliberately try to hide behind the trees of where it was standing. Its unnaturally dark colour, its large size, and its odd behaviour really made it noticeable among the trees. And there is nothing in Australia that looks or behaves in this way. Well, not that we currently know of. It was too large to be a human, but they could not identify it as being any other animal. After a few seconds, Carla asked, what's that? The fear growing in her voice as the car rolled past the trees and the dark animal-like figure that lurked between them. Tiana, lost for words, eventually let out a very confused, I have no idea. Carla then looked at Tiana in fear and confusion and asked, do you, like, have bears in this country? Australia does not have bears. The two friends quickly drove on and spoke about what they had seen for a while, and they could not reach a conclusion, and there was no way that they were going to go back to see what that was. To this day, they have so many questions about what it is they saw. Oh, and in case you're wondering, the koala is not actually a bear. I would love to hear from you all about your own paranormal experiences. Our email details are at the end of the show and in the description. Frightening figure in the field. Near Fairfield, New South Wales, Australia. Circa 2000. Declan and his friend Martin used to drive around a lot together. Whether it was going to the movies, travelling across Sydney to attend soccer games and events, or simply enjoy the company, they travelled a lot together. On one such occasion, there was an event that they wished to attend near the Sydney suburb of Fairfield. Declan had a copy of a street directory open on his lap and was helping Martin by navigating the streets. Keep in mind, this is just before the time that everyone had GPS on their phones and in their cars. Declan told Martin that he had to turn at a particular intersection, but despite the fact that it was night time, Martin believed that he knew where he was going, and he ignored Declan's advice. Martin continued on straight and believed that there was a road that continued straight that would essentially lead them to a shortcut and get through to the location they wanted. It soon became obvious that Martin had made a mistake, as the streetlights were no longer present, and the area grew darker as a result. Soon, the only light was coming from the car's headlights. Declan suggested that they turn around and go back, as the street directory was unclear about where these particular roads were, and they were not marked on the maps. As they looked around, it appeared that there were only farms and the odd farmhouse either side of the road. And given how dark it was, even those houses were only just barely visible. Martin continued to ignore Declan for a time, but soon enough, the fact that they seemed to be travelling into more and more darkness of fields and farms, Martin second-guessed himself and finally pulled over to the side of the road to check the street directory. Declan looked around as Martin checked the maps. There was genuinely nothing in sight other than the outline of one or two farmhouses here and there, and even their lights were all off at this time of night. It was so quiet and so still out there. Now, convinced that they had no idea where they were, Martin locked the steering wheel and accelerated harshly, which caused the wheels to skid a bit on the gravel road. As the car's headlights crossed one of the fields, they caught a momentary glimpse of something in the distance, which freaked Declan out. It was large, and by large it appeared to him to be at least 2 to 3 meters in height. It was an upright figure, and it was brown. It looked like it had leathery skin with short fur. Its surface seemed to have a dull shine in the headlights, and whatever this thing was, it seemed to be running away from them very quickly, almost as if they had spooked it. Declan also noticed that the body of this thing seemed to have folds in its skin or fur, and it wasn't smooth like an animal. "Go back, go back," he demanded as Martin looked confused. "There's something there." Martin reversed the car and shone his light into the field, even activating the high beams. But as much as they scanned the field with the headlights, there was now nothing visible in the field. "We done?" asked Martin. Yeah, let's get out of here," replied Declan, fearing that whatever it was might actually come back. They drove off, and Declan tried to rationalize what he saw, but to this day has not been able to explain it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Dark entity in the bush, near Perisher, New South Wales, Australia, circa 2014. Dominic had never seen snow. It may sound odd to some of you, but snow is not a common thing in Australia, and most people will never experience it unless they travel to one of only a few specific places where snow can fall in winter. Because he had never seen snow, his wife Abigail decided to book a trip to Perisher snowfields so he could experience it. They drove to a particular location, and the rest of the trip was by bus. The bus trip took them up towards the mountainous regions and into the snowfields. Dominic marvelled as the green grass of the hills soon turned to green with patches of white as snow started to appear on the landscape. Soon enough, there was more and more snow on the ground, and Dominic and Abigail enjoyed their day there. At the end of the day, however, it was time to go, and their bus for the return journey arrived. On the trip back, they spoke about their day and just relaxed in the bus. Dominic, who was one to admire the scenery, was looking out of the window frequently. The bus was the only vehicle on the road that wound down the mountainside, and he noticed, as they drove away, there was less and less snow. His attention was drawn to a particular spot in the trees just off the roadside. There were many trees, and in among them was something that really stood out from the surrounding landscape. It was a large, almost pitch black figure that was in among the trees and partially obscured by the tree trunks. Dominic thought it was a bit odd, as it really contrasted with the surroundings, and he almost dismissed it and was about to look away. But what happened next really concerned him. This figure, whatever it was, raised its head from in between the trees, and its shape was so unusual that he felt a moment of fear. As it raised its large, black and bulbous head, It was as if it looked at the bus, and Dominic was concerned as its head was completely black, like its body. Its head was roughly shaped like that of a kangaroo's, however, instead of a long snout, the head appeared almost distorted and wide, with round ears that stuck out. There is no animal in Australia with that head shape. What was worse was that the face of this thing had no visible features. An animal with a wide head like that would struggle to lift its head, he thought, as he watched the creepy figure stand perfectly still and follow the bus with only its dark, faceless gaze. Its body was roughly the shape of a very large and round kangaroo, but Dominic could not make out a tail, as parts of its body were obscured by trees. Some part of Dominic wondered whether the noise of the bus on the road had drawn its attention, or whether he seeing it had done so instead, because it almost felt as if it had looked straight at him. No one else on the bus seemed to notice or said anything about the figure, as most people were chatting or on their phones. He tried to get Abigail's attention to see the thing, but as the bus rounded the next turn on the hillside, the figure was out of sight. What was it between those trees, and what is it that's lurking in the untouched areas of the Australian bushland? Are there unknown animals that have managed to keep away from people? Or are the Australian Aboriginals right, that there are strange creatures and dark entities that once roamed the land? Are they still here?
If you'd like to submit your own chilling true tale so that your story might be featured in one of these episodes, contact me through our website at www.chillingtruetales.com or on email on seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. Email details are in the description. Thanks again for joining me. Until next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.